what's happening in Palestine today, if it were to happen anywhere else, there would be an outrage. And they've been abandoned and left behind, as far as I'm concerned. There'd be an absolute uproar. There may be a reduction in violence, but hundreds of people have been killed in Israel since the ceasefire came into effect on October 10th, and even more have been injured. And according to satellite images reviewed by the BBC, Israel have destroyed more than 1,500 buildings in Gaza, and photos show entire neighbourhoods controlled by the IDF have been levelled in less than a month. And we are only learning this through satellite images. God knows what's actually happening on the ground, because it's extremely difficult to get reliable information because of the amount of journalists that have been killed. Israel have killed 232 journalists in Gaza, on average 13 per month. This is the deadliest conflict for media workers ever recorded. More journalists have been killed in Gaza than both world wars, and this should be an absolute outrage, but it's not. The information we're receiving regarding Palestine is unreliable and it's incomplete because of a result of this. People have been absolutely destroyed, their families wiped out, and ceasefire violations are occurring. And what are we doing about this? The Occupied Territories Bill was passed at the second stage in the Shannon in January 2019, and at committee stage, this conflict, it's been left there 7 years now. So we sat and allowed this conflict to escalate for 7 years. We knew, in reality, we're meant to be doing something as a country. We've done very little. And the government are to blame for that, as far as I'm concerned. We knew that Israel's treatment of the Palestinian people long before October 7th, and we did nothing to intervene. And even since then, we didn't use our voice to condemn the role of America and Europe have played in this and their actions. We recognise the state of Palestine, but only after others have done it. We should have been the first. We do recognise the state of Palestine, and there's nothing more noble about the fact that these people have been made to suffer and the horrors that they've gone through over the last few years. For years and years, we've witnessed the suffering on scales that will never, ever be compared. We have seen children dying. We have seen families wiped out, and we've done nothing about it. Israel must be held accountable for their actions and continuing violations. Passing the Occupied Territories Bill would send an important message that we won't stand by and allow genocide to be normalised. We must act today and every day. History will judge us on what we've done. One of the statements there, the Minister was saying, is a fragile moment. It's a lot more than a fragile moment as far as I'm concerned. Genocide is genocide, and the Irish government are afraid to say it. Israel are complicit in genocide, and it's ridiculous that we sit here and not pass the Occupied Territories Bill.